You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
And hello, everybody, and welcome. Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another high, effervescent, eye-blinding and ear-massaging episode of the Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au in full high-quality 4K monophonic sound. And if you have problems with your job provider, get onto our website at auwu.org.au. And there you will find information that hopefully will be of some help to you. Tonight, we're going to hear from Jessica after she attended the Anti-Poverty Summit in Brisbane. So we're looking forward to her report on that. And also, she donated $50 to the Breadline Show as well. Good on you, Jessica. And just at the nick of time too, before the end of the financial year, which ends at midnight. Okay. Now I have Jessica on the line. Hello, Jessica.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, it worked this time.
Yay.
I finally got you through. Yeah.
Thanks.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, well, I've just lit the fire, but it hasn't set.
No, I'm sorry about the meeting you went to Brisbane for.
Oh, yes. Well, I was just going to tell the listeners that I've just lit the fire, that's all.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Well, I'm feeling warmer already.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, so, yeah.
Do you have an open fireplace at your house?
I do, yes.
Oh, great.
And I scavenge the wood as well, so I don't have to buy much. So it's a good, cheap way of keeping warm, really.
Yeah, and you're using up all the dead wooden bits of planks that get thrown out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll talk a bit about the summit I was at, and then I'll talk a bit about what I've been up to in my local area.
All right.
So last weekend I was at the Anti-Poverty Summit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was organised by the Anti-Poverty Centre and the Anti-Poverty Network, and also, of course, our union, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. It was a really good combination of people, and we had a lot of invited guests.
Right.
People who turned up for the to speak or just for the whole weekend.
Mm, yeah. Did you get up and speak at all?
Yeah, I did. Well, we had the first panel was building a broad anti-poverty movement.
Uh huh.
So first of all, we had a really good welcome to country from Uncle Wayne Poco Wharton. Then we had a general sort of panel discussion, and we had Cassian from the Anti-Poverty Network Queensland, Kristen from the Anti-Poverty Centre, Sam from the Anti-Poverty Network South Australia, and me.
Right.
So it was pretty much just setting the scene, that workshop. We just all talked about what we did and got questions and so on.
Mm.
People said very positive things about the union, so that was good. And I said that we were going to be starting up our advocacy line again soon. So people, like that. And I also, of course, mentioned the radio.
Yeah, and because that advice line was really our bread and butter, that wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then some of the other workshops, I went through the program a bit and just sort of so I could pick out some of the highlights.
Uh-huh.
One of the ones I went to, because of course there were three running at the same time, was about the hidden harm of food banks. So that was presented by Fiona, who's part of the Nobody Deserves Poverty campaign, and also she's a member of the union.
Mm.
So he talked a bit about how the food banks often, for a start, they get shut. They buy out sometimes end-of-line foods. Yeah. And then they charge the charities that are actually giving away the food. So it's kind of they're double dipping in a way. So, so of course, most of us agreed that that was unfair. If food was pretty much being thrown out, or before it was being thrown out, it shouldn't be charged for.
No, because a lot of that food's good. Because I used to go dumpster diving outside supermarkets, and a lot of that food, well, there was nothing wrong with it.
Because of what I call the chaos of capitalism, a lot of the food that gets is an end-of-line thing, or it might be something that they've just lost interest in for whatever reason. So that was one thing she pointed out. And the other thing she pointed out was that some of the food is not very good. Some of the food is supposed to be fresh, but it's just really substandard. But because they have the idea, oh, well, people haven't got any choice. Yeah. So that was an interesting whole subject, and the PowerPoint presentation she did is available if anyone listening wants to hear more about that subject. Then at the same time, there was another workshop about criminalised lives, and then there were three workshops at the same time.
Oh, terrific.
But trouble is you missed sort of, you end up missing two because of the other.
You're attending one.
You went to one.
Yeah, well, you can only be in one place at the same at any one time, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was the housing crisis, decommodification or supply, and that looked really interesting. Mm. They were just talking broad brush about what's happened. And, of course, we talk about it a lot on the show about the fact that public housing is being got rid of, it's being privatised by the basically without us knowing. And then, that all the unfairness of that. There was also a workshop, which I really am sad I missed, about the climate movement and economic
justice.
The climate movement
justice. Yep.
I mean, what happens in my area is people say, oh, why don't you go out and buy an electric car? Well, sorry, not many people have the money to do that kind of thing, you know. So,
well, not only that, it doesn't save anything because, you know, like if you're going to plug your car into the electricity grid, well, that just means they've got to throw more coal on to keep up with the demand.
Depends. If you're producing your own power, potentially you could be charging up your
if you've got the money for solar panels. I love solar panels. But
So basically the gist of that workshop was about, you know, basically how that the various solutions to climate change aren't really taking into the consideration the fact that some of us haven't got the ready to do that kind of thing.
So they're not really solutions. More like suggestions.
Yeah. Mm. And then another really interesting one I went to was about forced and coercive labour in prisons and in sheltered workshops. And a really great presentation, which was pretty upsetting because she was talking about the conditions in the prisons in the Northern Territory.
Mm.
And she was from a group I hadn't heard of before, which is called the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women.
Right.
And so she had a lot of knowledge about what, basically the conditions in prison, but also the work that people are forced to do in prison. And the other person on the panel was from a group called Our Fair Go.
Yeah, hang on a minute. I can't get over that last bit you said. Women are forced to work?
Oh, yeah. In prisons, you don't have the choice. You have to work for a measly amount of money.
Mm. I understand they'd get very little money for it, but I didn't realise they forced them to work. So I thought
Not everyone would be forced to work, but, there would be. So basically this national network, it's sticking up for the women in prison. And she talks about some of the crowded prisons in the Northern Territory and how in some cells there's not enough room for everyone to lie down. Imagine that.
Oh, man.
So if you want to rest, you have to basically rest leaning on other people.
Oh, God. That's incredible.
Again, it's happening just in another region of the country we live in, you know.
Yeah.
The colonial country that we're living in.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
And this other group, Out There Go, they're talking about the fact that people with disabilities are often forced to do sheltered workshop-type labour and how they call it the sub-minimum wage, they were calling it.
Sub-minimum
in
wage.
In other words, far below the minimum wage, because supposedly people are meant to be grateful that they're working, you know. So, yeah that was a really good workshop. And if anyone wants to look up, they've got a website and they're called Out There Go.
Out There Go.
Yeah, that's the organisation that's pushing this thing about sheltered workshops and so on.
Yeah.
And about pay.
Yeah.
The pay.
They should be looking at the way they're treated too.
Yeah, that's right.
Like when I was driving trucks, I delivered to a couple of sheltered workshops. And the men that were running it, the way they talk to disabled people there is absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they think, I remember one guy telling a young fellow, "Oh, you stupid idiot." And he may not have all his marbles, but you can see it in his face. It affected him.
Oh, you know? Humiliation.
Yeah. So they need a bit of respect towards them as well.
Exactly. Everyone deserves respect.
They do, yes.
Yeah. So in the evening of the weekend, we had a really great presentation by Bogain Spearham, who's an Indigenous man from Magandin, or it used to be called Mianjin, but that's the Brisbane area.
Yep.
And he spoke at Musgrave Park, which is the area which is very contested because it's traditionally a place where First Nations people meet. But, of course, the local people want to use it for their their various events, so they try and squeeze out the First Nations people. But he did a really good presentation, which really informed people well about the history of Musgrave Park and also the present situation. And we had a really nice meal from Food Not Bombs. So that was served up in the park. They've got access to, I think it might be the Croaky Club or something. Anyway, it's a really nice room in the park that you can have events at. And even that used to be closed up, room, just for the use of the club. But now the local First Nations people have managed to open it up so it's used for that.
So they can use it as well. Yeah, that's good, yeah.
And then, the next day there was still more discussions. There was a whole thing about, I went to, of course, because it was about peer advocacy, which is sort of what the Unemployed Workers Union does, which is, helping people out with their problems with Centrelink and the job centres. And there was a lot of interest in doing training with so people can not necessarily work on our line, but also help their communities understand how it all works.
If they learn all the rules and regulations, well, then they'd be free to...
Exactly, as you said, when you're informed, that. And, I talked to a guy, he was from Magandjin, and he was telling me the story about how he questioned his job plan from the job network.
Yep.
And the woman just wouldn't look at him, he just said, "I want to understand this a bit more before I sign it." And the woman stared into space, she just shut her book, and she said, "This interview is over," and then she suspended his benefits.
Just for asking a question. Wanting to understand. Instead of explaining it in more detail to him.
Yeah, just really humiliating.
Oh, my God.
And anyway, I'm hoping he might want to help us out and work. He did put his name down to learn to do some of the training that we're going to be setting up soon with the union. So, he said he still sort of flashed. It stayed with him for quite a while, the way he was treated.
Like that, of course.
Yeah. And, of course, it's so vindictive. Anyway.
I tell you what, it pays to have to record your interview.
That's right.
And I don't think they can stop you, but as far as I know.
No, the other thing is, of course, it's the opinion of a friend, someone else. because, yeah, that's...
Oh,
that
yeah, yeah, exactly, bring in a witness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we had a great workshop from the Economic Media Centre.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was all about how you present your ideas to the capitalist media, which, of course, with 3CR, we don't have to worry. We can just talk, but
yeah.
How you have to present it, just about clearly presenting your, you know, what you're trying to put forward. So I found that really useful.
Right.
And then we had a whole conversation about what people were involved with, what group people were in, and that got pretty wild because everyone was sticking little post-it notes all over the place.
Yep.
And then we finished off with a discussion about burnout and how in our situations, as we know, people just, it just wears you out coping with surviving under this system. And then when you're also active in groups,
Yeah, right.
It was definitely pretty different to when I lived there in the 70s. Like when I left the talk by Beau Spearham at Musgrave Park, I sort of walked down to where I was staying, and there was a woman and a man in full evening dress walking along with all sort of with sparkly gowns, and you know, it was just very the extreme contrast to what we've been talking about. So basically that South Brisbane has been really gentrified and it's really part of the city now. So I suppose there are nightclubs and that kind of thing, so that's probably where they were going, who knows.
So it's a bit like Fitzroy or Richmond here, is it? A lot of bars and stuff.
But it was really good to be up there and I met a lot of new people, met some people from Melbourne who might come on the show.
Oh, great, yeah.
On Redline. I definitely want to stay in touch with Nell, who did the talk about economic justice and the climate movement.
Yeah.
They did a great job of organising it all, the food, and had a really good talk to the Anti-Poverty Network in Adelaide about how they arranged the food, because we've had a few disappointing things happening. I might have mentioned it on the show before. In Wonsagi, we used to have a great community food bank at the community house.
You have mentioned it.
Closed. And then I found out today that the Salvation Army were giving food out on Monday. Well, they're not doing that anymore.
Right.
And then the CWA used to give out food in a car park, but because it's been really wet, they've stopped doing that.
Right.
So a lot of people were around the town today looking for food. So it shows you things are pretty desperate.
Yeah.
And I went up to the Salvation Army housing today with a friend who's trying to try and get him on the housing register, which means that he might have a chance to get into public housing.
Right.
So unfortunately, that the waiting, there's an 11-year probably waiting list, because they haven't built any public housing.
Where is this, in Victoria?
In our area, Bass Coast.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we've run out of time already here, Jessica.
I was just getting started.
Oh, I know. We only get a half hour. That's all we got. Oh,
yeah,
sorry about that.
All right. That's all right. I'll be in the studio next week. And, good work, Daryl.
Yeah, thanks, Jessica.
And I'll go and try and get my fire started.
You sit by a nice fire. I wish I had one. I'd knock a hole in the wall at my place, but then I'd be looking into next door then.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, Jet. Bye. Okay, that was Jessica Harrison. Just got back from the summit up in Brisbane here. All right. So you have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial or online at .org.au. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.